Yesterday morning, November 1st, the sun rose and it was a new month, a new day, and a new possibility for Spokane Valley, as was announced yesterday morning, the project to build a performing arts center in Spokane Valley, to be called, very straight ahead, appropriately, Spokane Valley Performing Arts Center, Spokane Valley PAC, and instigated by Spokane Valley Summer Theater, which for 5 years has been presenting theatrical productions every summer in Spokane Valley. So to kind of set the stage, the musical stage for such a possibility, let's go back to this last summer when just at the last minute things cleared out enough COVID-wise that they could move back inside from their outdoor venue they had been using and perform a show called Little House on the Prairie. And here is Steve Mortier singing a really iconic song from that production.
The prairie moves, all around it moves, all the time it moves. The land transforms, every day reborn, every morn. Its grasses bend and bow, flower petals blow, the stars will sow another prairie night. The bison thunder by in a whirl of dust and sky, barely shy of a swirling storm. We'll build a home, a homestead home, from where you'll watch the prairie windows open wide, we'll catch the morning air. You'll see the mustangs ride, see the leaping hare, and geese that fly beyond the country sky. Along with them you'll grow, learning lessons as you go, from the glory the prairies own. As we rise with each new day on a land that the wind has grown.
Steve Mortier with pianist Annie Flood singing Prairie Moves from Little House on the Prairie. Yvonne Johnson, do you feel like you are singing those very words right now?
I absolutely do, Vern.
And so,
an incredible day that has dawned for us yesterday and, of course, today as well.
Yeah, because that song is representing hope and plans and dreams. And so launch right in on I guess we shouldn't assume that everybody knows about this. So I guess describe really briefly what is being planned and then describe the emotions going along with that.
Absolutely. So, Vern, we are so excited to announce that Spokane Valley Summer Theater will be programming year-round, and we will have a new and forever home. And with that, we have launched the Spokane Valley Performing Arts Center.
And so having that Performing Valley, Spokane Valley Arts Center, somehow I hope I'm not too profane in suggesting, are you Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland saying, oh, let's build a barn and put on a show?
Well, I hope it'll be much more than that.
Okay.
That's for sure. This has been in the works for a while. And, of course, I think, Vern, you know, a Performing Arts Center of this magnitude is a cornerstone to the foundation and to the identity of all thriving cities. And for us, our part of our message is now is the time to seize the day for our region to be able to build something like this.
And so describe a little bit the something like this that you have planned in that new building.
Absolutely.
That new facility.
So the PAC, as we finally fondly call it, will be situated on 5 acres of land, and it's right next to the True by Hilton Hotel along the Mirabeau Parkway in that new division that's being done by Centennial Properties. It's about 80 acres of land that's in development there. And our notable spaces in particular would be our 475-seat main stage theater and our 200-seat studio theater. The building itself is a 21st century, three-story, state-of-the-art, 59,000 square foot, estimated $36 million building. In addition to those two theater spaces, we also have a third floor open concept special events facility, and it's going to have gorgeous mountain views for groups of up to 400. So the center will provide a space for a multitude of public gatherings and includes an 800 square foot outdoor terrace that will be perfect for receptions, weddings, birthdays, business meetings, and more.
And the core of this is a theater that does everything a theater needs to do. Talk about the need for the quality of a space to match the quality of a Steve Mortier.
Yes, absolutely. So for us in the region, to be able to have a Steve Mortier and to have a Patty Mortier in our community that perform for us, and especially at SBST, both Steve and Patty, as we know, have come from incredible professional backgrounds in opera. They've worked and lived in New York. They've lived and worked all over the country. And then they came to settle here in Spokane. So to be able to have them is really, it's a great privilege and an honor when they perform with us.
And then what about the kind of wholeness of the facility outside the actual 475-seat hall? Then how will your operations proceed more easily with the whole building?
Absolutely. Well, as you know, we have been in a couple of different places in Spokane Valley. We've been at both high schools, the Central Valley High School and the University High School, over these last 6 years. And for us to be able to have a home located in one position, we will just be most grateful for that opportunity. We literally have had moving trucks come in and out between Central Valley High School and University High School and our storage facilities to be able to produce our shows. So can you imagine what we can do when we're all in one place, in one position? The sky will be the limit. And I think when you look at the plans for the Performing Arts Center, Vern, the space, like I said, it's 21st century building, and that will also include all of the technology needs for what the future is. And as we've been working to plan the building, that has always been kept in mind. What are we looking for in the future? What are the future needs going to be? So in that state-of-the-art facility, a couple of things, for example, would be we will have a full fly system, and we're also going to have a hydraulic trap room. So those are two pieces that I think will really help us to be able to present the types of shows that we would like to for the community and the region.
And are these high-tech things built into the $36 million budget?
They are, yes.
And because there's a lot of expense in all theatrical necessities, isn't there?
There absolutely is, yes. Yes, and that's all been incorporated. So when we talk about $36 million to the community, it's important that we're very transparent with those funds. So, yes, I always speak to things in budget being all in. So when you look at $36 million, that includes our construction costs, the land, taxes, architectural fees, FFE, which is furniture, fixtures, and equipment, and all the bells and whistles that we need for the building.
Sure. And then beyond Spokane Valley Summer Theater, whose name I assume will eventually somewhat change, What other uses for other groups are you projecting?
Yes. So we have spoken to some of the other groups, and there's certainly interest from the Inland Northwest Opera in producing a show and being able to present it at the PAC. Also the symphony, and we're looking at some of the schools that are in the area, especially the private schools that do not have theater spaces. That may be a possibility for them if we can work that into the schedule. And also the dance companies that are in town, because often they do a showcase production. So we'll be able to accommodate and host some of the needs of other groups also within the region.
There are sometimes compromises in creating a multiple usage theater, sometimes between theater and music. There may be some compromises between clarity and resonance. Do you think those can be worked out pretty well in your space?
We absolutely hope so. And in working with our architects, which is NAC Architecture, and our builder is Garco Construction, we will be working with an acoustic engineer early on for all of that to make sure that it's accommodated.
Sure. Well, let's hear a little bit more music. We're looking backward in our music. We went back to just this previous summer on Little House on the Prairie and Steve Mortier. And then there was Andrea Olson, and very much as Patsy Cline a couple of years ago. What do we get to hear from her? And why did you pick this song?
Well, Andrea Olson has played so many leading roles for me throughout the years. It's actually over 20. And for Andrea, with Patsy Cline, she has played this role twice for us in two separate seasons. She's made to play Patsy Cline. She is Patsy Cline. And I thought Walking After Midnight would just be a great song to showcase Andrea's work with us.
So let's go back to 2019 and hear that. Andrea Olson with Drew Olson at the piano. She's Walking After Midnight as Patsy Cline in that 2019 production. And let's go back to our conversation with Yvonne Johnson. We'll bring in Susanna Balon here in a bit too, because Yvonne, we've in the first part of this conversation talked about the glories and the wonders and the excitement and everything, but there's hard work between now and then. Talk about moving from an idea into even thinking that there is the economic base to do it and how to go about doing this. And I'll invite Susanna to join this conversation too.
Thank you, Vern. Yes, I mean, when we look at moving forward with the project, we've been in the silent phase for this past year, and we've been working on this endeavor as a group for the past couple of years in our search for land to build within the Spokane Valley region. But in particular, with the silent phase and support, it's been a journey, it's a long learning journey for us as well, as we have been working with businesses, with individual donors, foundations, and grants. And we've hosted some special events as well for all of those groups in order to share the project and the vision and to begin getting the funds in necessary to build a building like this. But most certainly, we still have a long way to go, and we're hoping that by the public campaign launch that people will get on board, businesses with us, in order to get the remaining funds that we need in order to build the Performing Arts Center.
And Susanna, it's been your job to start getting the word out. What sort of response are you getting when you're talking to people about this?
Well, Vern, I am the media coordinator for this project, and it has been such a joy to be part of it because I'm so passionate about this project. So it's been an easy, fun one to promote and all the benefits for the community. But since we went public yesterday, oh my goodness, the public response has been incredible. I think we had every media outlet in the area that has covered it so far. And I got phone calls from people that I didn't even know existed that wanted to share the news. So my phone was ringing off the hook yesterday. And so it's been really neat to see people excited about this project. And I know you had asked Yvonne kind of what prompted it all. And she shared a little story at the news conference yesterday about how someone very dear to Spokane Valley Summer Theater, Chris Lynch, kept asking Yvonne, what's next? What's next? And encouraged her to dream big with this project. And so this is the what's next. You know, SVST has made quality shows, and anybody who's ever been to a Spokane Valley Summer Theater show looks at it and they get what we're talking about when it's not community theater and it's not Broadway theater, but it's that in-between professional theater that meets the need of high-quality performance while nurturing people in our community that are up and coming. And like we heard with Andrea, you know, Patsy Cline, Andrea could be on Broadway, but she chooses to live here. And so she gets to participate in it, and everybody gets to work together to create this incredible art for our region, and now we'll finally have a home. And I think it'll become a destination place for art lovers.
Thank you, Susanna Balon, there. And stick around, because let's face it, there are two communities here. There's the city of Spokane, there's the city of Spokane Valley, and we probably, each of us, have our own biases and prejudices and preconceptions of the other and that sort of thing, so mine might leak out here. And that is the issue of creating community in the area known as Spokane Valley, and especially how that, as you've started to interact with the community leaders of Spokane Valley, really talk, you know, let's get right down into what reception have you gotten there? Is there a desire to create a cohesive community, or do people like living in their separate 5-acre tracts of land?
Well, Vern, it's no secret that, you know, the lines are being crossed as our area expands and Spokane's kind of merging into the valley and the valley's merging into Coeur d'Alene area. So we're becoming very regional, and Spokane Valley leaders are absolutely thrilled that this Performing Arts Center is going to be located in the valley. They'll have this beautiful facility, and that's the address for it. But it really, truly is a regional project. And yesterday at our news conference, we had city leaders and government leaders talking about it, but we also have on board people who live in the city of Spokane, people who live in Coeur d'Alene. So, you know, I know there's a little bit of a rivalry maybe between Spokane and Spokane Valley, which has been going on since I moved here 20 years ago, but I think we're all becoming one. And the spot for this theater or Performing Arts Center was specifically chosen to be the heart of the region, so to pull from all areas. So that's really what our goal is. And so far, we've had just tremendous positive reaction. And it's really not trying to isolate anybody. It's trying to bring everybody together for this. It just happens to be located in a beautiful spot in the Spokane Valley.
And now moving into the nuts and bolts of a campaign to raise the money, because as any campaign does, you quietly get it launched, but then now it's in front of everybody and everybody's going to be watching. So what are the next steps in this campaign?
Yes, so the next steps for the campaign, we have put out a beautiful 24-page full-color donor prospectus for this piece of the launch, and that is being printed actually by Please Printing this week, and that will be going out to about 13,000 households that have supported SVST in various ways, Vern, over the last 6 years. And from that, too, of course, we have a capital campaign director, and she is working very hard with connecting us with some of the regional businesses, including banks, for example. So we have a campaign director that is working with us. Dr. Marnie Rohrholm has been brought on board, too. She's currently our director of development for SVST, but she is our future managing director. And Marnie has been very busy with us working with foundations and with grant writing. So that's an important part of the process as well. And, of course, for all of us, we have an incredible team and an incredible advisory council. And each one of those members is all fully vested into this, into what we're doing with the Performing Arts Center. And they are all helping with individual donors that are coming into this project.
And then let's, and finally, the educational aspect of this and the bringing in of rising actors and on their way up and the training of young people into acting. Talk about the possibilities for that.
Absolutely, and that is a complete additional arm onto the Performing Arts Center, Vern. You know that I've always been very passionate about working with students of various ages, and we have now a conservatory program that we started in 2016 for grades 2 through 12. And out of that group already, we have so many that have gone on to leading arts institutions and some that are on Broadway already. And the conservatory will be able to be year-round instead of just the summer camps. So we'll be able to offer classes and workshops, full camps, and full productions for youth so that they have that training for the next steps for them for the future.
And so, again, that you'll have a home to do that. So kind of an overview of this project of the Spokane Valley Summer Theater growing and growing into this Performing Arts Center that has just been announced yesterday. We were just talking with Yvonne Johnson. Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you, Vern.
And Susanna Balon. Thank you, Susanna.
Thanks.
And so let's go out with some young people. This is from 2017. Chris Tamayo as Dickon and Noelle Fries as Mary, singing the song Wick from Secret Garden.
A lot of things what looks dead is just bad in their time. Now you tell me exactly what you saw.
Well, it's cold and gray. The trees are gray. The earth is gray. And there's this clean kind of haze all over everything.
Like a body were in a dream.
It's the most forgotten place I've ever seen. With loose grey branches looped all around the trees like ropes or snakes. And dead roots and leaves all tangled up on the ground. So still and cold.
But did you take a real close look at anything? Did you scrape away a bit of the bark and have a real look at anything? Mary, the strongest roses will fair thrive on being neglected if the soil is rich enough. They run all wild and spread till they're a wonder.
You mean might be alive? But how can we tell?
Oh, I can tell if a thing is wick.
Wick? I've heard Ben say wick.
When a thing is wick, it has a life about it. Maybe not a life like you and me. But somewhere there's a secret streak of green inside it. Now come and let me show ya what I mean. When a thing is wick, it has a light around it. Maybe not a light that you can see. But hidden down below, a spark's asleep inside it, just waiting for the right time to be seen. You clear away the dead parts so the tender buds can form. Loosen up the earth and let the roots get warm. Let the roots get warm. When a thing is wick, it has a way of knowing. When it's safe to grow again, you will see. When the sun and water sweet enough to feed it, it will climb up through the earth, a pale new green. You clear away the dead parts so the tender buds can form. Loosen up the earth and let the roots get warm. Let the roots get warm. Come a mild day, come a warm rain, come a snowdrop a-coming up. Come a lily, come a lilac, come to call, calling all of us to come and see.
When a thing is wick and someone cares about it, comes to work each day like you and me. Will it grow?
It will.
Then have no doubt about it. We'll have the grandest garden ever seen. Oh, Dickon, I want it all to be wick. Would you come and look at it with me?
Oh, I'll come every day, rain or shine, if you want me to. All that garden needs is us to come wick it up.
But, Dickon, what if we save the garden? And Uncle Archie takes it back. Oh, Colin wants it.
Aye. What a miracle that would be, getting a poor crippled boy to see his mother's garden. You give a living thing a little chance to grow. That's how you will know if she is wick, she'll grow. So grow to greet the morning, free from ground below. When a thing is wick, it has a will to grow.
Coming up. Come a lily, come a lilac. Come to call, calling all the rest to come. Calling all the rest to come. Calling all the world to come.
I promise there's a secret streak of green below, and all through the darkest nighttime, it's waiting for the right time. When a thing is wick, it will grow.
From Secret Garden, the song Wick, sung by Chris DeMeo as Dickon, and Noel Fries as Mary. David Brewster, the pianist, for that performance that we just heard. That was from the 2017 summer of Spokane Valley Summer Theater. So there we have it. This interview will be up here as a podcast here in an hour or two, so that one can tell somebody else about it and hear it. We try to get all of our interviews up as a podcast as soon as we can here on Spokane Public Radio. Go to kpbx.org or spokanepublicradio.org to find those.